This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 472 for Tuesday, July 12th. Ice canola futures are pulling back on Tuesday due to weakness in comparable oils. At the final settlement, the November canola contract loses $32.30 at $834.40 per ton, and the January contract falls $32 at $841.30 per ton. Crude oil prices are down hard as macro selling dominates the markets. That's pulling down veg oils, including the Chicago soy complex, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil. While most of the prairies are to remain dry over the next few days, there will be some scattered showers and perhaps heavy downpours in some localized areas. The Canadian Drought Monitor released its latest report, noting that 39% of farmlands on the prairies were abnormally dry to being in extreme drought. By the end of June, large amounts of rain had reduced most of the extreme drought areas. At this time, the Canadian dollar is relatively steady, with the loonie at 76.95 U.S. cents compared to Monday's close of 76.92. The United States Department of Agriculture issued its monthly supply and demand estimates today with the first production forecast for wheat. Spring wheat production is projected to be 13.69 million tons, jumping 52% compared to last year. The durum crop is expected to more than double at 2.1 million tons. Winter wheat production is to slip 6% from 2021 at 32.68 million tons. Corn ending stocks for 2022 increased 5% at 37.33 million tons. Soybean ending stocks fall 17.6% from last year at 6.27 million tons. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are down hard on Tuesday. The August contract plummets 54 cents at $14.68 per bushel. August soy oil retreats more than 3.6 cents at 60.11 U.S. cents per pound. August soy meal is down $8.10 at $424.80 per short ton. Corn futures are weaker on Tuesday as the September contract tumbles 43 cents at $5.94 per bushel. Chicago oats are following suit, with the September contract losing 28 cents at $4.63. The U.S. wheat complex pulls back as Chicago September gives up 42 cents at $8.21. Kansas City September drops back 47.5 cents at $8.68. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis September falls 49 cents at $9.15. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Tuesday, July 12th at Markets Farm in Winnipeg. I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.